Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
His name is Joe.
Instead of fighting with these people, what I do is I throw stats at them. Let them go with it.
The Adventures of Joe.
But I've actually even got to the point now when somebody starts arguing me, prove your facts. I go, now.
All right, what do you say, Joe? What do you say to that?
You didn't prove yours. Mine you can find at the CDC or on the FBI website. You need to do your own homework. Because when you spoon feed them, even when you do that, they tell you you're wrong, even though they have nothing to back it up with. Just like AOC. Nothing.
Hey, Joe.
It hadn't been forgotten, I, Joe.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Joe Messina Show. It's a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I do really appreciate the time you're spending with me, again, on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting, truly being part of the conversation. You got to be part of the conversation. It's the only way we win, right? It's the only way we make things better. So just look at head over to MyPillow.com, MyPillow.com. Mike Liddell's made it so that we can actually make a few bucks online. I mean, they were stopping us from doing it for the longest time. Right? And, you know, now Mike has opened up an avenue for us to make a few bucks, for you to save a few bucks. And we all do well. You know what I'm saying? Anyhow, go to MyPillow.com, MyPillow.com. Use promo code Joe on your checkout. And you'll save anywhere from 30 to 70%, depending on the product. And, you know, why is it... All right, guys, listen up. Why is it that the only time you think of your honey, think of buying something for your honey, think of doing something nice for your honey, is when it's Valentine's Day, or her birthday, or Mother's Day? Why? I don't get it. So go to MyPillow.com, promo code Joe, buy her something nice. Robes, slippers, pillowcases, pillows, sheets, towels. Make sure you know what her favorite color is, though. You know what I'm saying? You don't have to send them back. Use promo code Joe on the way out. You'll save a ton of money. You'll make her very, very happy. And that's what you want to be. You want to make sure she's happy. She's happy, you can sleep with both eyes closed. You know what I'm saying? Anyway. All right. So apparently Joey B, very upset. Very, very, very upset at DeSantis. For forbidding trans surgeries, right? Joey calls it a sinful act. I mean, these people think of nothing. They think nothing through. Let's not look and see. Let's not look and see truly what this is doing to kids, what this is doing to young people. No, we don't care about that. It's the thing to do. If you think you're male, then you have to be. Get the operation. Right? And don't tell me that they go through all, you know, a whole medical thing, because you just heard from somebody who's in the business, who's in that world, how that doesn't happen that way. So, Joe Biden, I mean, of all places, during an appearance on Comedy Central, he said, oh, what's going on in Florida? Florida, right? Yeah, Florida. When it comes to transgender people, it's close to sinful. Now, Joe is a professing Catholic. I don't know if he knows it, but he's a professing Catholic. The Pope, leader of his church, leader of his spiritual tribe, had said this is sinful. Right? That this whole transgender, gender ideology stuff is bad. So apparently he is a Catholic, but without guidance from the Pope. I don't know. right? Because, I mean, technically, for you guys that are Christian, or even if you're any religion, if you're a Jew, you're a Christian, you're a Muslim, you have scripture you follow, don't you? Do you get to make it up as you go? Do you get a, like a line item veto for the Bible? Is that how it works? You know, it shouldn't. So during an appearance at Comedy Central, like I said, on Monday night, Biden said that what's going on in Florida to transgender people is close to sinful. Yeah, it's terrible what they're doing. This is, listen to his logic. It's not like, you know, a kid wakes up one morning and says, you know, I think I'll be a man. Or, you know what, I think I'll be a woman. Right? What are those people down there thinking about? Well, Joe, as usual, you've got your stories mixed up and you're confused. They don't think that. They don't even work on that premise. They work on the premise that these kids, and you're right, nobody wakes up and just does that. They're being coerced in some cases. They're being told because they have male tendencies they should be a male. They're being told because they like to play with a baseball bat and ball instead of a Barbie, they must be a male. Joe went on to say, well, they're human beings, it's cruel, and the way we do it is we make sure we pass legislation like we pass on same-sex marriage. You mess with that, you're breaking a law, and you're going to be held accountable. Well, Joe, I don't know about that. You're not held accountable. Nancy hasn't been held accountable. None of your tribe has been held accountable for their sins. Okay, can we be honest about it? I know the left doesn't want to hear it, but it's true. My love DeSantis, he did put up a video with mutilations. It's really disgusting. No, I don't mean it's a bad video. It's just disgusting stuff in it. Ron puts out a tweet that says, it's not sinful to prohibit mutilation of minors. It's not acceptable for federal government to mandate that procedures like sex change operations be free for all kids. Or be allowed for all kids, I should say. So which is it? All right, I mean, just because you make it available, just because it seems to be okay, doesn't mean it is. These people, yes, these people are going through all kinds of stuff. Simply affirming them because it makes them feel better doesn't fix it. Really. So, why the fight? I have no idea. Absolutely no idea whatsoever. Right? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Don't go far. A lot more coming up right after the break.
Are you 60 plus and love to travel? Introducing the Senior Travel Discount Network, brought to you by Low Cost Airlines. Call us anytime, day or night, and save up to 75% on your airline and hotel reservations. We can help you save a ton of money to fly almost anywhere. We have inside discounts on over 500 airlines and 500,000 hotels worldwide. And when you call and mention the discount code 60 plus, we'll give you an extra free night with your qualified air and hotel reservation. Now you can get the best prices on air and hotel reservations with your phone. We make it easy and fast for you to save money and book a trip. Remember, call the Senior Travel Discount Network. Mention the discount code 60PLUS for your free hotel night with your qualified reservation. Call now.
210-526-2010. 210-526-2010. 210-526-2010. That's 210-526-2010.
Term life insurance. It can be a powerful way to protect your assets and your family. You work hard to earn and save your money to build a nest egg for the future. Don't let it get wiped out because you didn't plan ahead. Take the time now and make a small investment in $500,000 or more in quality term life insurance. Call the Term Lifeline and let us shop the best companies to give you the lowest rates. We specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. Ask about some of our 10 and 20 year fixed rate plans with guaranteed rates. Call the Term Lifeline right now for your free insurance quote. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070. You owe it to yourself to protect your family and your assets. Make term life insurance part of that plan. Call the Term Life Line right now. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for kids, teens, or young adults. It's just not.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals and volatile organic compounds into your body.
And nicotine, the same highly addictive substance found in regular cigarettes.
Nicotine can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
Affecting learning, memory, attention, and impulse control. And priming the brain for other addictions.
Vaping products also come in kid-friendly flavors that can make them appealing to youth.
And many kids also use other drugs, like marijuana, in vaping devices.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media,
many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping, because when you talk, they hear you.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Austin Powers always defeats me because he has Joe.
Joe?
Joe. The life force, the essence, the right stuff. What the French call a certain, I don't know what.
I am back. Joe, senior host, always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5562. Look, get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. It's the way we win. So I was talking a little bit here about Joey B telling Ron DeSantis that what he's doing to hurt those kids down there in Florida is terrible, nasty, unforgivable. But I guess chopping off parts and pieces, finding out that they still have suicidal tendencies after they're done with the operation, long after they're done with the operation. Okay? Finding out that wasn't really their issue. Did he listen to any of the detransitioning kids? Did anybody give him video from the detransitioning, what was it? I don't want to call it, not a riot. right? Not a rally. Well, I guess it was a rally. All right, we'll call it a rally. That happened up in Sacramento last weekend. Is anybody paying attention to the kids that were harmed? Probably not. Anyway, and Biden couldn't tell you what policies he was upset about. So he goes to he's reading off a script. There's no other way around it. He's reading off a script. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Well, Drew Barrymore kind of stepped in it, if that's what you want to call it. She's been roasting for kneeling before a trans woman. Now we're kneeling in front of everybody. Everybody's now a new god, right? If you're a hero because you were transgender, they're going to kneel. I mean, this is what everybody wants. They want to be worshipped. And you're falling right into it. So now if you're black, we have to kneel in front of you to show you that we're upset or whatever, or humbling ourselves in front of you. Now if you're transgender, you have to do the same thing. But Drew Barrymore has been roasted for kneeling before trans woman Dylan Mulvaney, which I just find hilarious. I do. I mean, here you have a human being bowing in front of another human being, still can't figure out how or why. What the reason is behind this, right? 855-ROAD-SHOW. 855-732-5563. Drew Barrymore was blasted on Twitter for literally kneeling to a man during an interview with the noted trans TikTok celebrity Dylan Mulvaney. Now, Mulvaney appeared on the Drew Barrymore show on Monday morning, I guess, to discuss Mulvaney's TikTok series, Days of Girlhood, which recently reached a one-year milestone. During the segment, they discussed combating hatred. Now, it's interesting because she said, I look at someone like you and I can't imagine anybody disliking you, Mulvaney remarked. Oh, isn't that sweet? Oh, please, Barrymore answered, kneeling in front of Mulvaney. Do you want to know, ironically, who dislikes me the most sometimes? Myself. I don't like me sometimes. Really? Right? Are we serious here? The exchange led to a hug between the two, and they continued the segment, kneeling and sitting on the floor. How exciting. This display was quickly attacked by Twitter users, right? For the female Barrymore, apparently debasing herself on to the biological male Mulvaney. Women are now getting on their hands and knees to show solidarity with a man who has lived as a woman for less than a year. Think about all the celebrity around them now. Right? Think about all that, what that's going on with them. So truly the sneakiest trick the patriarchy ever pulled, State Freedom Caucus Network comms director Greg Price commented. He went on to say, women are now getting on their hands and knees to show solidarity with a man who lived as a woman for less than a year. I said the same thing about the Jenner. Right? When it was 6 months. He had the top surgery done, spent $70-plus K on the top surgery, which most trans people could never spend that kind of money to do it right, if you would. All right? Didn't have the bottom surgery done. And he was Woman of the Year. Did you just understand what's going on here? There are so many women, true women, women born that way, that have been busted in their hump to help other women out, to make it easier for women to compete in sports, to get jobs, to get into college. I mean, all the things over the years that have been issues for women. And what happened? They were running away the minute this looked like it might work better for them? Really? I think this is hilarious. YouTuber Oli London tweeted, why does Drew Barrymore hate women? By kneeling and bowing down to a man who mocks women, Drew is slapping every single woman in the face. What a real insult. So, again, you have to try to figure out where they're coming from. I don't believe for a minute that all these people that are doing what they're doing there in Hollywood really agree with it. I really don't. I think they like fitting in. They don't want to lose their jobs. They don't want to lose their celebrity. Woody Harrelson was right. Fame has some very negative effects on the brain. Hot takes, all hell breaks loose after Drew Barrymore prostrates herself before trans woman. Red State Deputy Managing Editor Brandon Morse had a field day with that. I mean, I'm telling all of that. It was popping all over Twitter. So, and then again, why wouldn't they be bringing, why shouldn't they, bring real women on who've had real situations go on in their lives? I don't get it. Former BLM activist Xavier DeRouz, he said, you know, does Drew Barrymore not realize that she is literally on her hands and knees for a man? I'm not going anywhere. Male or female, none of these people in the video behave like adults. People capable of self-government, you know, this is true too. We have become so dependent on our party, so dependent on ideology, so dependent on some of this craziness that we're afraid to be real humans. We're afraid to make sure that we're doing the right thing. You know, you don't have to make fun of somebody or pound on somebody who's transgender or thinking about it. You love them by telling them the truth. That's what real love is. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Are you looking for the cheapest prices on car insurance? Then call the Cheap Car Insurance Hotline right now. Hey, you're guaranteed to save money on your car insurance. Most car insurances can be canceled at any time. That means if you find a better deal, you can switch right away. We're not just one company. We offer most of the major brands of car insurance. We're like a discount supermarket for car insurance. And it doesn't matter if you have a good record or a bad driving record. Our agents are experts at finding you the right car insurance for your needs. Our average customer saves hundreds of dollars a year when they call us to switch. So why don't you make this 100% free call right now and see how much you can save on your car insurance. Paid for by AIS Insurance.
Call 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. That's 800-399-7087.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. The White House says the U.S. is not intimidated after Russian jets intercepted a U.S. drone.
According to the Pentagon, the two Russian jets were flying in a reckless, environmentally unsound, and unprofessional manner when one of them clipped the propeller of the U.S. drone.
We have been flying over that airspace consistently now for a year. Actually, before the war, but certainly since the war started.
National Security Spokesman John Kirby.
We don't need to have some sort of check-in with the Russians.
Kirby says this is not the first time Russia has intercepted a U.S. aircraft in that region. I'm John Schaefer.
A Missouri man is facing a murder charge as he's accused of killing a police officer. Kenneth Lee Simpson has been hit with numerous charges for what happened Sunday night 80 miles west of St. Louis. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
So far, this show has been awfully slow.
Except for the one I saw you do last Thursday.
When we were coming over here tonight, I was a little concerned about his driving. The minute he got to the wheel, I was worried. The left rear wheel, he was
worried. I look around the room and I realize now, aside from Clint Eastwood, I'm the biggest name here.
And now, the professor of political incorrectness, the naysayer of nonsense, the cure for Democrat dementia, here's Joe Messina.
We are back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5566. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting, and just being part of the conversation, part of the solution, if you would. And you do that by getting informed. You know, today's been great. You had Walt Heyer, someone who has been dealing with the transgender issues for over 40 years, seeing the damage that's done, who the damage has been done to. And then you had Brad Dacus from PJI in the second hour telling you about some of the things you can do to keep your kids from prematurely being taken from you by an overzealous, you know, Child Protective Services. It's just craziness. Anyway. We were talking about the interview with Drew Barrymore and Dylan Mulvaney. And just holding her up for being such an example to women. Well, somebody has explained to me, how is he, because it hasn't had, and I'll read this to you in a second, hasn't had the bottom operation. Not sure he's had the top operation. Right? So, Mulvaney has decided, you know, in an interview, that we need to strengthen our efforts to normalize women having bulges visible in their crotch area. So in other words, women have penises. Can we just say it like it is? Because they know how ridiculous it sounds. Women have penises and flat chests, and you want to have sex with a man. Doesn't that just make you gay? I mean, isn't that what gay is? I'm not trying to be funny at all. If you have all your male parts in pieces, and you want to have sex with another man, do you just think that that's because you're a woman, or you should be a woman? because you don't want to be called gay or whatever? I'm asking the question sincerely. It doesn't make any sense. And because we've had this mindset for the longest time, because some of your parents out there don't know how to say no to your kids, that we affirm everything our kids want to do. We say, oh, it's okay. We pretty much let them try anything. He went on to say, again, normalizing the bulge. We are normalizing the bulge. Women can have bulges, and that's okay. We're not going to stare at their crotches while they're wearing their little shopping skirts. This is a shopping skirt? I don't know about that. I can't stand it. I get all this information late. What's going on? But no, in all sincerity, you know, you look at this stuff and you work it through. Go get the help you need to get. And you heard what Walt said. If you still think you are a woman trapped in a man's body and vice versa, then at 25, 26, when your brain is really settled in, then go for it. Don't let anybody get in your way. All right. So I have to go back to some comments made on a post that somebody put up. Jean-Pierre lashed out at Tennessee law banning drag shows on their children. She says, what sense does that make? Now, can we call them what they are? Remember, they're adult shows, right? These are adult performers. So what are they doing? They twerking in your face? You got the little kids, bring me a dollar, stick it in my G-string, whatever they call it. Right? And then somebody, because they wanted to make fun of conservatives, put up a picture of Dolly Parton. And they said, what's next? She's over made up. She's got big boobs. She wears flashy clothes. Are they going to stop kids from going to her concert? Now, you see the disingenuous fight there? Totally disingenuous. Right? Because the argument, frankly, is they think it's about the clothing and how they're dressed. I don't think Dolly Parton would stick her butt while wearing a thong in the face of kids and start making it move. God. It's not the argument. The argument isn't how they're dressed or anything. I mean, that's nuts anyway. And if they're going to do, I mean, some of them look pretty demonic. They look pretty evil. That was not how adult entertainment was. So anyway, you get, why? Why do you get to flash your boobs around? Why do you get to, it's just all nuts, isn't it? What is the purpose of doing it? So for acceptance? Acceptance of what? People overly dressed up in clown makeup? And dancing and sticking their naked selves, and we have to look at their body parts? Little kids? What's wrong? You can't get adults to look at them? So you're going to make little kids do it? It's ridiculous. And yet the American people look at this stuff. What's the big deal? Look at it closely. Don't say what's the big deal before you look at it closely. If you really believe that having a drag show at your kid's kindergarten class, you give your kids dollars to go shove in their little strings there, that the man's buttocks and maybe even genitals are being stuck in their faces to a degree, if you really think that that's okay and healthy for your child, I think you need help. I think you need to see a counselor. Those are the ones that CPS should be looking at strongly. And I mean that sincerely. I don't care how much crap I get for it. The bottom line is, stop taking your kids' childhoods away. Stop thinking because it was okay for you or whatever. You're worried about people going to think you're a bit of a prude. You know what? I'd rather think I was a prude, a hard butt, than have my kids go through life fighting for normality. Fighting to figure out what's right or what's wrong. It's crazy. Right? Yeah, there's another thing. I mean, I get it. And these entertainers are all over the place. Somebody just said, she's been married 8 times? I didn't know that. Holy God. Anyway. And I guess, you know, frankly, when it comes to marriage, if you don't know who you are, how are you ever going to live with somebody else? How are you ever going to get it together, you know, with somebody else? It's almost impossible. Can we just be honest about it? 855-ROCHO, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution, be, you know, and stay with it. Find one of these things that you can sink your teeth in, that you could be part of, right? And go for it. See, I don't get it. We're supposed to, we always talk about wanting to fight what we believe is true. We always want to, we talk about, a lot of my cold dead hands will take this gun. I'm going to fight for this. I'm going to fight. Well, to what end? When are you going to jump in? Right? 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged. Truly be part of the solution. Yeah, that was the other thing somebody just said to me. It's so true. Right? Biden says he had an epiphany about gay marriage in high school. Really? I mean, he is going to be the top lie teller on the planet. And he's told whoppers, you know, from battles with gang members. I mean, what does he do? Do you think he watches a movie and mentally inserts himself in it, and that's why he believes himself to be part of it? We're talking about, you know, having a battle with a gang member known as Corn Pop. Really? What was the sidekick called? Milk? Go between your host. Don't go far. We're coming up in just a few minutes. We'll be right back.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline.
airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Thoughts of others screech at them like the forced laughs of a billion art house movie patrons.
Thus they travel from world to world, making everyone stupid in order to wipe out all thought in the universe.
My God, they're like flying television.
We are back. Joe Matera, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5566. I really do appreciate the time that you guys spend with me. I really do. I figured that, you know, thousands of other shows, hundreds of other shows, whatever that you can watch out there. Okay? And you've chosen this one. Or listen to, I should say. And you've chosen this one. Very much appreciated. Anyway, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5566. 732-5563. Get involved. Get engaged. Seriously. We're dealing with another one of Joe's Whoppers. Or Joey B's Whoppers. He just can't help himself. And I'm at the point now where I'm not so much sure that they're lies as much as they are his imagination really believing this stuff that he puts out there. And when it comes to telling lies, right? I mean, Joey B, he's told some biggies. I started talking about it before we went to break, right? Don't forget Corn Pop. That was always a fun one. Right? Corn Pop, his Maple Leaf friends. Remember the Amtrak conductor? I mean, all of these have been disproven. Every one of them. The time frames don't line up. It just could not have happened. He told an interviewer that he had an epiphany on gay marriage more than 60 years ago. Think about that. 60 years ago. I can remember exactly when my epiphany was. Right? Hadn't thought a bunch about it, to tell you the truth. I was a senior in high school. My dad would drop me off. He goes through the whole thing about seeing two men kiss. Right? He said he looked like he was heading into the DuPont building. One looked like he was headed to the Hercules Corporation building. I'll never forget it. I turned to look at my dad, and he said, Joey, it's simple. They love each other. It's simple. No, I'm not joking. My dad really said that. It's like, in your dreams, Joe. This is the same guy that fought against this kind of thing for years. And he said a marriage was between a man and a woman. He's on tape over and over and over again. In 1973, he opposed gays in the military because he said they were a security risk to the government. In the 1990s, he voted for the Defense of Marriage Act. And in 2008, he opposed redefining marriage. So what exactly, or maybe he had the epiphany just for the day. Maybe after that, it just kind of dribbled out of his brain. I don't know. Media reported Biden also supported a measure to defund schools that presented homosexuality as a positive lifestyle alternative. I mean, you want to use the vernacular of the far left, Biden's voting record could be defined as anti-gay, homophobic, definitely intolerant. You know, we could pull up a whole bunch of his stuff, couldn't we? So Biden's either confused about his past record or he's intentionally lying about it. That simple. I'm sorry, guys. I know you're going to get upset. I don't think he's lying about it. I think in his head he actually believes it. He actually believes those things happened. Right? And frankly, somebody said it in the chat room, it's so right. If he was in high school in 1928, does anybody really believe for a second that there were two guys out on the sidewalk kissing? Anybody? 1928. Yeah, I don't think so. And does he think that we don't think? Does he think, well, maybe the people he serves don't think. I don't know. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. So much appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, truly being part of the conversation and part of the solution. All right. I think we've talked about this one before. African designer saw Biden admin officials stole custom-made dresses. Oh, my God. That was that guy in the nuclear department, right? A female Tanzanian fashion designer told Fox News that former Biden administrator official Sam Brinton, that was a guy with a bald head, did he really think he was pretty or something? Brinton had been wearing stolen clothing that she reported missing in D.C. in 2018. Now, Asaya Kamzin, the designer of the stolen clothes, noticed in a report of Brinton being charged that the former Biden official appeared to be wearing her clothes from a bag she had packed that vanished at the Ronald Reagan Washington National Airport. She said, I saw the images. Those were very custom designs, which were lost in that bag in 2018. He wore my clothes, which were stolen. She now has appeared on the Tucker Carlson show to discuss more of this report, in which she says, oh, my God, I was like floored. I was devastated to see these things. Brinton was a former deputy assistant secretary of spent fuel and waste disposition in the Office of Nuclear Energy under President Biden, till he got caught stealing bags. Think about that. Trying to get away with, oh, no, I just picked up the wrong bag. No big deal. And then you find out he's done it a half a dozen times now. No, not once or twice. A half a dozen times. It's just amazing, isn't it? But hey, the most corrupt administration is Trump, right? I love it. I think it's hilarious. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Thanks so much. I always appreciate your time with me. Okay? And now, some more great information as well. Antifa wages violent protests against Charlie Kirk. Of course they did. Right? Anti-fascists. I still think that somebody needs to send them back to school. They have no clues of what fascism means. Absolutely none. Oh, God. The Sacramento Bee labeled Kirk a fascist and a vocal transphobe. And a Donald Trump fanatic. While I abhor the inflammatory speech of the speaker, UC policy permits students to invite the speaker. We will be monitoring the event closely to determine if a threat or incitement develops that meets the threshold or violates other campus policies. But you know what happens? They come in and start the trouble. Antifa was smashing doors and windows at UC Davis. Were they arrested? Are they charged with anything? Will they have to pay anything? Now, I'm sure George Soros has the money to pay for the stuff. That's not my point here. Right? I don't know what this means, but apparently it's just an Antifa and a red-piled Chad get into it outside the Charlie Kirk event. Antifa uses pepper spray and umbrellas as their weapons. So they spray it and they pop the umbrellas open. And you know who they were getting at? They were actually starting trouble with the people waiting in line to see Charlie. So where are the police in all of this? Why aren't they around? Why aren't they helping? There's pictures of Antifa vandals graffitiing UC Davis campus grounds. Now, right 50 feet away, the campus security is hassling journalists. So journalists gets hassled while they paint walls. You wonder why we don't believe them and don't trust them. I mean, this is nothing new, but it's more brazen now, people. It's more right in your face now. And you got to stop it. We got to stop it. We have to work to make it stop. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Send me an email, joe@therealside.com. Tell your friends, your loved ones, your unloved ones, joemessina.com. Head over to joemessina.com. You got stories that were posted. You can watch live, listen live. You can take the poll. A lot happening there as well. And, you know, again, feel free to donate. Feel free to watch online. Feel free to be part of the chat room. It just makes much more sense for you. And what was I going to say? Oh, yeah, MyPillow.com. One last thing. Head over to MyPillow.com. Use promo code Joe. We get a piece of the pie, so to speak, but you will save 30 to 70% depending on the product. Just use the promo code Joe, MyPillow.com. Go shopping, peruse, window shop, whatever you want to call it. I don't really care. God bless, guys. Have a great rest of the day. Don't do anything stupid. I want you back here with me tomorrow. You can't do that if you do something stupid. Like I said, God bless. Have a great day.